Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Yes, we are about to have fun, but also we're going to share with you the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. And Joe, isn't it good to be here today?
Oh, I love it. We love being on the radio, talking to people from all over the country. And if you've got a home improvement question, you are in the right place, because Danny and I love talking about home improvement. And I often tell people, Danny, that when we're off the air, our conversation is not that different than when we're on the air, right?
That's right. And
we're always talking about either fishing or fixing up our homes or something. So if you have a home improvement question, maybe it's a question about your yard. A lot of people are working outdoors these days, Danny. Get in touch with us.
We would love to hear from you, and we want to help you. We want to help you with those challenges that all of us have with home improvement, with keeping up our houses and so forth. I've got a little tale I'm going to tell you here in just a minute that'll show you that we're not, Joe and I are not immune to a few little snags that we have around our homes and taking care of things. But we want to hear from you. You can pick up the phone right now and give us a call at 800-946-4420 or send us an email anytime that you'd like to by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also want to remind you about all the social media that's happening out there. That's also a great way to get the information that you need around your home. You can go to the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, Pinterest, Instagram, and if you would like to send me something directly on Twitter, it's at Danny Lipford. Hey, some of the things we're going to cover during this first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio: patching damage that might be occurring to any kind of stained wood. We have a homeowner that has a little problem with the doorway, but it brings about a unique situation that when you have stained wood and you have to repair it, how can you make it blend in? Well, it's a little tricky, but we're going to give our tips on that as well. Also, pointers on installing a paver patio. Hey, it's springtime. People are looking at getting out more and more. What are the options out there? Paver patios are one. We'll tell you some of the things that you need to think about from that standpoint. Also, we're going to talk to a homeowner about repairing an existing brick patio. They're right at the end of their line. They're not sure if they want to keep that patio or destroy it and go with something else. We're going to talk them off the ledge. Also, Chelsea Lipford Wolf will be joining us for checking in with Chelsea to see what's going on with all the many projects that she takes care of. And of course, what about a simple solution a little bit later, Joe?
All right, Danny, I have a tip on how to use ice cream cones in the garden.
All right, there we
now,
go.
That's I'm not giving you any more information than that, but that's actually a simple solution, using ice cream cones in the garden.
Okay, Joe, so with that said, chocolate or vanilla or strawberry, what do you prefer?
Danny goes right to the ice cream. That's why this tip wouldn't work in a Lipford household, because every time Sharon brings home ice cream cones for a simple solution, Danny brings home the ice cream. Well, we'll have to work on that, but yeah, I think any flavor cone, really.
I turn into a kid. I think most everybody turns
into
a kid when you see those little bitty cones like that. I know the grandkids absolutely love it. Again, we want you to contact us any question that you may have. We've got some wonderful emails, wonderful calls on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and we're going to tackle as many of those as we possibly can over this next this radio show. Now, Joe, I'll tell you, we're as home improvement guys, you know, we've been doing this a lot, and maybe homeowners think that we just, you know, we just take our little list of projects that we do and everything goes smooth. Well, of course, that's not the case. And I got a good example here. I spoke last week about my river cabin and going down. Now, my river cabin is this little bitty, tiny, modest place that I built out of scrap materials 39 years ago. Now, when we talk about scrap materials, just like the oven in this place, the oven was already 20 years old when I put it in the place, so go ahead and add almost 40 years, there's going to be problems with it, things like that, but a lot of the other things are newer, so I go down the other day, and I said, okay, well, I've got a pretty long list here, and I do my little, this will take a half hour, this will take 2 hours, I've got 3 days worth of work here. So I go down with one of my guys to help me out in a little bit. So I say, okay, well, at the end of the day, we will have only 2 days left of things that I need to do to the cabin and the grounds and so forth to get it ready for a great summertime with the grandkids. Well, long story short, end of the day, now I have 3 days to go.
Going the wrong way.
I went back an entire day. So I said, okay, well, that happens. Things, you know, stumbling blocks. So I go back another day. And just by myself, and I'm working on things and so forth. The end of the day should be back to three. Now I'm up to five. Because once you start working on things, and then you realize this broke and this needs attention and everything. But I'm not, you know, and it's just like anyone, I would encourage you that are listening, never get discouraged. Some projects are going to go a little bit easier than others. So I'm in the middle of a challenge here, and I'm going to win. I'm going to keep going down there, and I'm going to keep working until it is absolutely ready for summertime.
Well, too often you think it's a 5-minute repair and it becomes a 12 or 13 minute repair, or it's an hour's job of fixing the fence or whatever. And next thing you know, you realize all the posts are rotted. Now it's a 2-week job. So until you get in there and open it up, Danny and I are like surgeons. Until we get in there and open you up, we don't really know what we need to do. And sometimes the patient survives and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes like we don't need a fence, take it down. It's easier than trying to fix it. And that's how these projects go. And there's nothing unusual about that, whether your experience as Danny and I are, or your first time homeowner and first time do-it-yourselfer. You know, until you get in there and just start the job, you never know how long it's really going to take.
Well, you get a good example of that. I had a little problem with the toilet that it just wasn't quite filling up and doing right. So, you know, now I have to say now, I built a brand new house. So for 2 years, I was focused completely on this house.
Of course.
And not my little river cabin that was, you know, 50 minutes away from me. So, yeah, neglect does do a lot, whether it's your car or whether it's your second home or whatever, things like that happen. So I finally primed the pump and got the water running. Water is a nice thing. You know,
it is.
It's nice for many
different. Especially when you're right next to a river as a river cabin.
Kind of nice to be able to turn a faucet on and see water coming out of it. I can attest to that very strongly right now. So the pump's acting weird. It's acting weird. It got weirder. And it got, you know, and so I'm trying to clean things up and everything. All of a sudden, I don't have any water. So I try everything I can. Well, okay, I threw in the towel. I'm done. So that's what I did yesterday. I brought the well guy down there. He was working on the well while I was doing other things. He got the well working. Water running out of everything. Great water pressure. Great quality of water. This is awesome. But it started getting a little warm in the cabin, so I turned on the air conditioning. Boom. Air conditioning goes out. It's 12 years old, wall unit, it's a heat pump. Right. Okay, now I don't have no air conditioning. So I just went backwards with that. And then I got a septic tank problem. And that, you know, anyway, I will win. I will take it a step at a time. I'll enjoy the process, most of it, along the way. And I can always call 1-800-JOE if I have any problem whatsoever.
Right.
You've been to the cabin, so you know. It's pretty old and does need a few things done to it.
Yeah, but it's such a great spot just to get away, and it's well worth any time you put into it. And it's not unlike what we tell our listeners all the time. You know, if you're in that house, you might as well fix it up a little bit, make it just the way you like it. And the same thing with the river cabin. You know, any time you spend there, especially this time of year, you're going to get it fixed up for the long summer season with the grandkids. You know, this is going to be time very well spent.
Well, all it's going to take for me to take the grandkids down there and for them to say anything, like, hey, this is cool. This is neat. Right. I want to go fishing. Anything at all will make all of this worthwhile completely.
Well, I remember the very first time we went down to visit Danny at his river cabin, he has a little, like an ATV, I think you call it a gator or something, like a little ATV to run through the woods because there's little paths through all the woods. And I get in it and he hands me a big stick. He just picks up this branch that he found underground. He hands it to me. I'm like, okay, like a 4-foot long branch. I'm like, what am I doing with this? He says, you'll see. And as we're zooming through the woods, he hadn't been down in a while. So spiders, big spiders.
Banana spiders.
Banana spiders, right.
So they build the slang name for them. I don't know what the real name were.
Right. They build webs across the path, across the trails. So you have to keep waving this stick to knock down all the spider webs as they're going through there. If not, you end up with a face full of spider webs and spiders. So I was the co-pilot on that trip.
Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to switch right into home improvement mode. When we come back, we're going to talk about some damage that can happen to stained wood and what you can do to make it all blend in. We're so glad that you're with us here. Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Nothing feels more like summer than bare feet on freshly cut grass. And this Memorial Day, the Home Depot has savings on all the things you need to get your lawn in shoeless shape. Get hassle-free cutting, trimming, and cleaning power with cordless lawn tools from Ryobi. Whatever your lawn needs, we have tools to get the job done that won't leave you tangled up. So what are you waiting for? It's time to feel the grass between your toes. Feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa Electronic Bidet Toilet Seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
You know, our radio show is heard coast to coast on over 350 stations, including this one in Yakima, Washington, on News Talk 1280 AM KIT. Brian Stevenson, Director of Content there. We certainly appreciate you putting us on the air, and we want to help everybody listening in that area of Washington with any challenge that you may have in and around your house. All you have to do, if you'd like to send us an email, we love to get emails, and you can send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask or pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline, and we're able to answer any question that you may have. We'd love to hear your comment on anything that you would like for us to feature here on the Today's Homeowner show. It's a big Today's Homeowner community, and we want to hear from you anytime at all. Right now, we're going to go right to Columbus, Ohio, which is a fantastic area right in the middle of the country there. Gary's on. Gary, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on with all these interior doors you're working on.
We have louvered doors that I took down that went between the kitchen and the dining room, and they're all stained, the doors and the woodwork. So trying to figure out the best way to patch the hinge mortises on the jam.
Okay. Well, great pictures that you sent, and a situation that I have been in quite a bit. And I'll have to say right up front, I have never found, and I've tried everything. I've tried the quote stainable putties, the all kinds of different things like that. And it's just, I don't know, Joe, maybe you've had a better experience at some of the things that when you're talking about, this is right in the open. This isn't a subtle yep. thing. This is right at a doorway that you would walk through.
Actually two doorways.
Okay. Right. Okay. Any idea for Gary on this, Joe, because the stainable putty, a lot of times, is really not stainable.
No, well, it's stainable, but it doesn't match the wood, so what's the point? Gary, there's a couple of options. The way this is typically fixed is with, I'm sure you've heard of a Dutchman patch, which is essentially, I'm not sure where that term came from, but it's basically just cutting a separate piece of wood to fit in there. And ordinarily, what you do is use a sharp knife and a chisel, and you square up the mortise as well as you can, then you cut a piece of wood that obviously is the same species and has a grain similar to the wood, in this case, the door jamb, and you set it in there, you glue it in there, you leave it a little proud, and you plane it or sand it down, and then you stain it. But you still see it. It's still pretty obvious because you've got the outline. So what I would recommend if you really want to hide this is do that, put in a patch, and at that point, you know, you can put in, you know, you try to make it as close as possible, but then veneer over the entire edge of that jamb, the face of that jamb. Now, because the doorstop is there, you don't have to actually do the full width of the jamb, which is, you know, might be 4.5-5 inches wide. You only have to do that whatever it is, like 1¾-inch strip.
Correct.
Right? So now you can buy 2-inch, I believe you can get 2-inch wide iron-on veneer. Now, it typically only comes in oak and birch and or maple, one of those three, I'm not sure. But that would probably be, if you really want to hide it, other than replacing the jamb, that would be the only way to do it.
That's a good thought. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
I saved the door, one of the doors, which... Oh. They're stained the same color, so I was going to cut the Dutchman out of that.
You could, but like I said, you're going to see it. It'll match, yeah. But you'll still see the outline. And if you want to try that, you might think, oh, this isn't so bad anyway, and, you know, just live with it like that. But you would have to get an absolute perfect match as far as the grain and the color.
That would be difficult, but it'll be, the door's close. But
well, you could certainly try that, and if you don't like it, then you can always veneer it.
Which that means I would have to veneer
the whole from the floor to the head jamb. Yeah, the whole thing, not just
across the head jamb and down the other side.
Why would you have to do the head jamb? Head jamb doesn't have a
has where the ball socket.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You locked the door, went in.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to do that too, I guess. That would be less noticeable because it's overhead.
I think that's a great idea. And, you know, using the veneer is a lot easier than you might think, you know, with the heat activated glue and that kind of thing. Well, that's a foolproof way of doing it. Look at old Joe. Joe came up with a pretty good little solution there.
Early in the show, too. Usually, Gary, takes me an hour or two to come up with a good idea, but here I came right out of the. So I might have to take the rest of the show
off.
We're
already into May, and it's the first good idea he's had all year. This is great. Yeah. This is really good.
So you only have to wait 5 more months for another one. The only thing, and the tip, Gary, when you're putting on those iron-on veneers, no matter where you're using it, as soon as you iron it on, get a block of wood that has a slightly rounded edge, not a square edge, and rub it on don't have to try to crush it, but rub it down, because when that glue's still, that heat-activated glue's still wet, if you rub it, it'll really, really bond and hold. I mean, it'll never come off at that point.
I like that idea. Joe, that was a good one.
Thank you. Let us know how it works out.
I think it'll probably work out well for you, Gary. Hey, thanks so much for being with us again. Tell everybody there in Columbus, Ohio, we said hello.
I will. Thank you, Danny.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hey, wanted to share with you here a great backyard life tip, paver project pointers from our friends at Exmark. If you're thinking of adding some outdoor living space with a patio and you plan on doing it yourself, you may be thinking about using pavers. There's a lot of people that are using pavers now to create these wonderful spaces out in their backyards. Pavers are a great way for homeowners to add outdoor living space themselves without a lot of tools and supplies that are, you know, needed and all the skills necessary to, let's say, do a large concrete slab. And there's no denying that pavers have a lot more character than a big flat piece of concrete. But if you're going to tackle it yourself, come on now, let's do it right, unless you want to redo it again in a few seasons. First, start with a good base. You need to dig out all of the space where you plan on your patio being, then, you know, any of the vegetation and so forth. Then add 3 to 6 inches of compactable crushed rock or stone as a base material. Now, you can find this paver base very easily at the home center right next to the pavers. Then you want to rent a plate compactor to really compact it into a flat, solid surface. Then you can add 1 inch of sand on top of that base material. And this kind of serves as a bed for the pavers. And once all the pavers have been laid, secure the perimeter of the patio with plastic edging strips. These are very easy to install along the edge of your patio. Put the long landscape spikes down into the ground. Then you can plant your grass or other planting beds right up against it. They're anchored into the ground with these long spikes, so it kind of keeps the blocks firmly in a straight, nice edge. Now, these tips are brought to you by our friends at Exmark, the official mowers of the backyard life. And for more great ideas and inspiration for your outdoors, visit exmark.com/backyard. Hey, we want to switch right to our emails here, and we'd love to get an email from you. If you'd like to send us one, you can do so at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Carol in Mays, Kentucky. I want to replace the wall-to-wall carpet with wood floors. Beneath the carpet is plywood. What should I do before laying down the new wood floor? Should I screw down the plywood flooring to eliminate the squeaks? My home is 50 years old, and I, listen to this, Joe.
Okay.
I'm 78 years old, and I really want to tackle this myself.
Wow.
Man, I love
good
that.
Good for Carol. That's terrific.
When I hear that. Well, Carol, what I would suggest is getting that carpet out of there, and the tricks there is to cut the carpet in 4, 5, or 6 foot lengths with a nice sharp razor knife. Makes it a lot easier to get it out of the house. And then, of course, you want to clean the floor well. And I would highly recommend looking closely at the subfloor to see exactly where the floor joists are underneath. A lot of times you can, you know, pop a line there with the chalk box. And then I would use a screw gun and some screws, maybe 2-inch screws, and just screw everything down. Just, you know, every 8 inches or so is your only chance to do it to prevent all of those potential squeaks down the road. Thermal changes with cold and hot weather and so forth can make a big difference in how that movement or that friction, which causes the sound of that wood to take place. Now's your chance to screw all of that down and make sure that doesn't happen. Then install your floor or have it installed at that point. Carol, we admire you for your ambition there, and best of luck. And if we can help you any other way, just reach out to us here at Today's Homeowner Radio. Hey, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about brick pavers. Everybody's talking about it, you know, really creating those nice outdoor living areas right now. We're going to give you some tips to make it a success. All of that and a lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. It's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Keeping your tools organized in your garage or workshop is difficult enough, but often you need some of them somewhere else. Boy, that happens to me all the time. That's why Ryobi has developed the Link modular storage system so you can organize, access, and transport your gear. The system consists of wall rails, hooks, hangers, bins, and toolboxes, so the organization that you have going in the garage goes with you wherever the project is happening. All of the components are made from impact-resistant material and designed for easy use. And like the wide steel telescoping handles and all-terrain wheels on this toolbox, in the garage it keeps things organized, and then the lack and also right in the back of your truck. It protects them from water and dust, and you can easily secure it with a locking point and integrated tie-down anchors. Plus, there's a whole line of other products in the Link system that use the same locking technology to seamlessly connect your mobile and stationary storage needs. Now, I'm sure I've intrigued you on that, so you need to go to HomeDepot.com and check out Ryobi Link storage system. Very unique, very modern way of taking care of your tools that you need inside your shop, in your truck, wherever you may need those tools. So check it out at HomeDepot.com. Right now, we're going right back to the hotline, and we'd love to hear from you on our hotline. All you have to do is pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, and call 800-946-4420. Vic's on the line right now from North Carolina. Tell us all about what's going on there, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good to be here. My home was built in the early 70s, and when it was built, they included a patio, which is roughly 9 by 20, and that patio off the back is made with brick pavers, which are set in a base of concrete. Of course, over the years, the mortar has deteriorated to a point that some of the pavers are now loose. A couple of the brick columns on the corners, my sense is they're starting to loosen. And we would like to expand the footprint of the deck, but don't particularly want to go through the hardship of jackhammering all that brick and concrete. My question is it possible to remove the pavers, since how they're set in a base of concrete, and then use that concrete base as a partial support for something like a new composite deck?
Okay. Looking at the pictures here, boy, that doesn't really look that bad, but I can understand where you would want to expand it a little bit. But, boy, you've got the little knee wall. You've got a little, you know, and for our other listeners, just to, so that they understand, we're talking about a brick patio that looks like it's probably 7 or 8 feet out, and it's got a wood rail on the outside and a little brick edge there that sticks up as well. Boy, you've got a lot of options here. The only thing I would say, sometimes people would look at building decks or putting something like that in an area like this, and when it's this low to the ground, it never seems, in my opinion, to really look that good after it's done. I would almost look at trying to maybe go over this and go with pavers so that you can extend it on out into your yard, because you can use that same base. So are a lot of the bricks loose already?
No, I would say 20% or so. And then, of course, over time, the mortar joints have deteriorated. So if we did leave the existing brick, there would need to be a lot of pointing going on to refill some of that concrete that's deteriorated out.
Yeah. Now, the columns that I see, I'm only seeing part of this. The columns that I see that are extending up, are they supporting a roof, or are they just going up just a little bit?
No, they're going up approximately 3 feet.
Okay. All right.
The issue with the columns were they were not an original part of the patio. So the previous homeowner came in, laid some mortar on top of the existing paver bricks, and then set those columns in that. So they're not attached, if you would, as an integral part of the original patio. They're just add-on.
Well, we'll see what my buddy Joe says about this, but I'll tell you, just initial reaction, man, I would remove those handrails. I would remove those columns. I would go on top of those paver bricks with just a exterior floor leveling compound, just to kind of tighten them all up a little bit. Then I would go ahead and out in your yard, as far as you want to go, I would go ahead and put the paver base, pack it in place, and then you can glue the pavers right to your existing brick pavers. You know, get and you might even want to go with something a little different than brick shape. You might want to go with 12x12, 12x16. We did a patio recently with 12x24s, and it was incredible and a lot easier to install, even though they're a little heavy. And you can install that over that entire patio, let it extend out into the yard, and man, that would be, first of all, that's a great base for it. But you could extend that right on out. Pretty easy to be able to implement that. Joe, what's your reaction on the overall look of it and your thoughts for Victor on this?
Yeah, Vic, I'm looking at these photographs, and I can see why this is challenging, because it's like, okay, I can fix it and take, you know, maybe it takes a few days and a few $100s. Or am I just going to pull it all up and spend thousands of dollars and spend, you know, most of the summer trying to rectify this situation? And I think there's something in between. If you basically like the look of the brick and you're just concerned that they're coming up, and it's whether it's 10% or 20% of the brick, I mean, you could just repair those bricks. You know, I mean, bricks come up all the time, and you can put them back down and then, you know, clean the joints, the mortar joints, really well. If they need to be repointed, you can repoint them. That's not that big a job. And you'd basically end up with a new brick patio with a minimal amount of work and time, I think. You know, ordinarily when we get a question like this, is either most of the bricks are pulled up, or do people just hate the look of brick and they want to do something else? If your question is, can you go over it with a deck? Yeah, you could always do that. But I think I would try repairing it myself. And then if that fails, then you can always spend the thousands of dollars by pulling it all up or going right over it with composite.
Then you would, if we did want to extend the footprint further out into the yard to make it a little bit more user-friendly, then you would extend that with pavers of some kind.
Yeah, and I would definitely, as Danny recommended, take down the railing and the pillars that are there and everything else.
We've done that many times, and it's very successful in being able to create that solid foundation outside that perimeter. And then, heck, have some fun. Put a curve on it. Put a 45-degree angle out on the outside there. But I think you got a great opportunity to make a heck of a place this summer.
Okay. That gives me another job on the list.
That's exactly right. Well, just take it a step at a time. That's one of the things about pavers. You don't have to do it all at one time. You can do it a little bit at a time. But if you run into any snag whatsoever, you know what to do. Just give us a call here at Today's Homeowner Radio. Hey, thanks so much for being with us on that. Best of luck on creating that great outdoor space for the summer that's right around the corner. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Got a project? Trust the tough adhesives the pros depend on for demanding construction and repair jobs. Get unmatched strength and durability, helping reduce installation time and callbacks. Our multiple adhesive technologies meet a variety of performance needs and are perfect for interior and exterior use. Nothing beats their reliability. Tight Bond Construction Adhesives, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Captain's Log, Day 121, mining for a natural lawn weed killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Recently, I was looking for a natural way to kill weeds when I dug up the solution. Iron. It's the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's lawn weed brew kills broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hope everything's going well for you, and it is time to check in with Chelsea. Checking in with Chelsea.com. Chelsea, how you doing? And I understand you just posted a brand new video. This is something that a lot of people will be very interested in.
Yes, it's a build-your-own console table. And if you don't know what a console table is, it's just a simple piece of furniture that you might find in someone's foyer or underneath a TV. And the one that I built, and I'm showing you how to build, doesn't have any drawers or any storage like that, but it looks real good.
But you know, when you think about something that a lot of people might not realize is I saw this video and installing wallpaper on it, that might throw a few people off, but boy, that's something that can really create fantastic look.
Yeah, and wallpaper is a lot more durable than people would think of it. And the kind I used was peel and stick, so I didn't have to use any adhesive. There was no paste involved. So it was just a big giant sticker that I put on top of the table and a little bit inside. To give you a synopsis of kind of how you build it, this one is just a real simple, clean line look. And so I basically created three boxes out of plywood and 1x2s. What's cool about it, and I like to kind of stretch the materials I use, is I didn't use any nails or screws. So Joe might ask, well, how are you holding it all together, Chelsea?
I was just going to ask that.
I like that. Joe may ask.
Because Dad seemed kind of confused about how's the wallpaper holding together all this plywood?
So I used Tight Bond original wood glue, you know, with the red label hold it all together. And I chose that specific kind because it dries quicker than the other two kinds of Tight Bond wood glue, which means I didn't have to clamp my project for very long. And I was able to move on to the next step quicker. And the next step is after you have your three boxes built, you have two small boxes that make up the legs. And then you create your tabletop, which is longer than the legs. And you add more wood glue and set the tabletop on top of of your legs, and voila, you have a table.
And at that point, now first, what thickness plywood do you use?
I did 3/4 inch so that I would have, you know, just the stability of it. And with the 3/4 inch and the 1x2, it ended up being a 3 inch thick table,
right.
Or at least, you know, it looks like a 3 inch slab of wood once I covered it all in a grass cloth or a faux grass cloth wallpaper.
Oh, and where are you using it? Did you say where you're using it?
I'm using it under our TV, and then I bought these big giant fabric poofs that go underneath.
Pardon me?
An ottoman, perhaps?
Oh, an ottoman.
Okay,
yes,
there we go. that go underneath that the kids can pull out and sit on to watch TV or whatever.
Oh, that's great.
I realized the other day that poofs or ottomans are like the adult version of a beanbag.
Oh, okay.
A beanbag chair.
Right, right.
So perfectly acceptable in adulthood. But
you can use this piece of furniture just about anywhere. I can, you know, when I look at it, and hey, if you want to see it, go to checkinginwithchelsea.com right now. And really cool. You'll be surprised at the simplicity of this, but also kind of a modern little kind of an edgy kind of feel to it. And then when you're talking about putting the wallpaper on top, there's a lot of different wallpaper out there. So you can make this look just about any way that you want.
That's right. And like I said, you could use it in a foyer. You know, just a small little piece of accent furniture wherever you need a small little table to hold a lamp.
I could see it behind a sofa.
Yes.
for photographs, like framed photos. Sometimes you see those on there just low enough, they just below. Because with this technique, you can build it wider or lower or narrower.
You know, absolutely.
Once you have the technique, you can build it any size you want.
I know. That's what I love about it.
So again, if you want to see this project and a lot of other ones, I mean, there's a lot of information waiting on you at checkinginwithchelsea.com. A lot of great blogs on there to give you some solutions to some very simple issues that you may have around your home. And again, inspiration on little projects and little things that you can do. There are so many great little videos on there. And glad to have you on the show. As always, Chelsea Lipford Wolf.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You know, I think about, actually, I was over at Chelsea's house having dinner the other night, and the little end table that she built for her daughter,
right.
That was actually a playhouse. You know, one of those little miniature playhouses.
Yes, I remember that.
And it has lights inside, but it's actually the end table. And, I mean, next to the bed. And I thought that was
like
so cool.
Like a nightstand. Right.
When you look at it and you see how easy it is to create that facade on it. Anyway, there's so much information there right now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Hey, coming up, Joe, we've got a simple solution. What can you tell us about it?
Using ice cream cones in your garden.
Ice cream cones. Oh, man.
There's a reason. Not ice cream, Danny. Don't get excited. Not ice cream.
Hadn't
just
any strawberry
cones.
Ice cream in a long time. Maybe that might be in my future. Hey, that's coming up. You're going to want to hear it right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Add beauty and excellent foot traffic to all types of slippery surfaces around your home with the TrackSafe system from Deitch Coatings. Start with the new TrackSafe color code in 1 of 5 colors, pre-mixed and ready to install on steps, walkways, patios, and pool decks, even garage and workshop floors. Then finish with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer to add slip-resistant safety. Plan your next project and order online today at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Captain's Log, Day 121, Mining for a Natural Lawn Weed Killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Recently, I was looking for a natural way to kill weeds when I dug up the solution. Iron. It's the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew kills broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
It's beginning to feel a lot like summer, and the Home Depot has savings on everything you need to get it started this Memorial Day. Step up your grill game with propane griddles from Next Grill for the perfect smash burger. Then feast with your friends and family around a new patio set from Hampton Bay. However you plan to kick off summer, the Home Depot has savings on everything you need to do it right. Feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Tight Bond, the Pro's Advantage.
Joe and I always have a great time being with you each and every week here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Certainly want to say thank you so much for all those great comments that we get, whether it's on the Today's Homeowner hotline at 800-946-4420 or the wonderful emails we get at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Sometimes people just take a moment and say, hey, you told me something that I've been wanting to know for years and years. Thank you so much. Just little things like that mean an awful lot to us, and we want to keep bringing you the kind of information that you need each and every day to make your house the best looking house on the block. And part of that is very simple projects like the simple solutions that come from Joe Truini. Joe, what do you have today?
All right, Danny, starting plants from seeds indoors is a great way to get a jump start on your summer planting. But instead of using small plastic pots, try making seed starters out of ice cream cones. What you want to do is go out and buy the wafer style cones that have the flat bottom. They look like little cups. What you're going to do is take the cones, fill them up with potting soil, poke a hole in it with a pencil or a similar tool, drop in the seeds, then cover the seeds with soil, then stack up these cones in, like, I used an aluminum baking pan, but you can use almost anything, and you put in several of them, and they'll stand upright again because of the flat bottom cones, and then mist each one, mist the soil with a little bit of water, and place them in a sunny window. And once the seeds have sprouted and the weather is consistently warm enough outside, then you're going to take the ice cream cones, you're going to plant them in your garden. Ice cream cone and all. Just take the entire ice cream cone and plant it right into the soil. The cones are 100% biodegradable, will decompose into the garden soil within a week or so, and the plants will be well established at that point.
Oh, there you go. That makes so much sense. I can visualize that very, very well. I also can think about how cool that is to work with the kids on something like this.
Oh, that's right. Of course, you're going to have extra cones and some ice cream at the end.
I was going to say, if you're breaking out the ice cream cones, their mind's going to go directly way away from any kind of gardening issue. So you got to have the ice cream, you know, smorgasbord ready to go on that.
Right.
But what a great idea. And it makes so much sense because the biodegradable aspect of that, you know, would work very, very well.
And you don't have to, sometimes these seedlings are so tender and vulnerable that to yanking them out of plastic pots, you could disrupt them or whatever. Here, you don't touch them at all. You just plant the whole cone. And if you want to see a video of this, go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and you'll see this exact tip being videotaped.
And while you're there, you might be there a while because there are over 550 simple solutions, the video versions, 60 seconds. And boy, you see one, you're going to want to see another one and another one and another one. And just think about the knowledge that you gain along the way that, you know, we call it cocktail party knowledge. So you're sitting
That's
around
right.
and someone says, oh, I've got this door that just won't stay open. Well, here's what you need to do about it. I came up with this idea the other day. And it's okay if you go ahead and claim that you came up with this. That's okay, because you're helping your friends, your neighbors, and acquaintances with any problems that they may have around the house. And that's exactly what we like to do here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Hey, I want to remind you, talking about Today's Homeowner Radio, let's talk about Today's Homeowner Television Show. This weekend, you can see all about garage organization. And, you know, we do a show like this about every year or so. And a lot of times it's, starts out with, okay, we've got to part from some of the things that you want here. We all look out in our garage and wonder, why have I been keeping that same thing for 5 or 6 years and have never used it? Well, we nudge you a little bit to get rid of some of that stuff, but then how can you really organize things? We'll show you this fantastic little simple storage rack where you can store 10 different of the little totes of the storage containers and line them up really nice and still have a workbench on top. We'll show you exactly how you can do that, as well as how to really save a lot lot of floor space by hanging things on the wall, overhead shelving that's way up out of the way that you only need to access a little bit, and a lot of other tips that can make your garage actually maybe even hold a car. All of that and a whole lot more. Just go to todayshomeowner.com to find out where you can see it this weekend in your area. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. Danny Lippert here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending this hour with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.